Down to Business with Bobby Kerr on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Back now, it's the dream of every business leader, doing more in less time and with far less stress. But can it actually be done? And if so, how easily? My next guest hails from Sligo and he thinks he's cracked the code that you can coach that he can coach you to achieve the success you deserve. Great to welcome Barry Cryan of Do More Better to the show.
Thanks, Bobby.
You're very welcome, Barry.
Thanks a million, Bobby.
Now, we haven't a lot of time, so I want to get into the meat and bones and potatoes of all this. Firstly, tell me about yourself. You were in the wars health-wise for a few years and it sharpened your interest in the topic of productivity.
Absolutely, yeah. Like, all this was developed initially from my own need, where I ran into a lot of health issues, you know, bad chronic fatigue, kind of really bad short-term memory loss, all this other stuff. And I had to basically start putting systems together for myself to enable myself to get more out of me, like with my limited capacity at that time. And that's where this all took off, really, where I literally started developing systems and processes for myself to tap into the limited capacity that I had,
okay.
Essentially, yeah.
So if we talk about the Elite Productivity Program then, and I engage your services, Barry, I'm a busy business owner, I'm running a business, I'm running to stand still, I'm out the door, my phone's ringing every 5 minutes, I'm working 100 hours a week. How do you sort me out?
So what I do is essentially I developed a framework. It's my fast time leveraging model. And the first thing I essentially would look to do is not start with what's wrong, but start with where you want to be. So I always start with the end in mind and reverse engineer back from that point. We can get too bogged down in the here and the now and what's wrong, but how do you want things to look, feel and run? How many hours do you want to work? It's much easier to reverse engineer back the solution from that point.
And is a large part of it about letting go? As in, letting go and let others, trusting others to do stuff you do. Because I did all this and I bear the scars in some ways.
It's definitely part of the solution, not the full solution. You see, the key is systemization. What happens with a lot of people is they delegate and they try to let stuff go and it ends up rebounding back to them. Or people don't do it to the level that maybe they want it done.
Yeah.
So it's all about having systems behind the work, behind the person, to enable them to get the most out of themselves as well. So one of the first places, in terms of the fast model that I use, F is filter the noise. So how, first of all, can we filter the noise into your life? Because what happens is most business owners are paying an invisible tax over and over again that they don't even realise. For example, every time they react, every time they switch task, every time they get interrupted, they get distracted, that costs them potentially up to 11 to 24 minutes. And if you imagine that happens even 3 times a day, which it's more than that for most of us, that could be an hour a day lost. So the first thing I would say is, where is the noise coming from? Is it interruptions? Is it phone calls? Is it messages? It's filtering that down and having a filtering process for that. That's the starting point.
Is perfection the enemy of the good in some cases? In that, you know, yeah. I'm a businessman, I'm hugely driven, and I only want it to be done this way.
Yes. Yeah, like I always said, done rather than perfect. And 80% done by somebody else is still better than 100% done by yourself. So what I typically do, very simple, I look at your turnover for the year. I divide that by 2,000. That's really your average. That's your hourly rate. So like a guy I was working with recently, and we calculated that for him. His head nearly popped off. It was 2,500 euro per hour, his hourly rate. So he had no problem really delegating stuff then at a much lesser level than that.
So one of the things you do, which I'm hearing from you now, is you convert the needs into a language that the business guy understands.
Absolutely.
So if you say to him, listen, do you realise you're costing 5 grand an hour here?
Exactly.
It's like and a every tax. Hour you yeah. do, the business is losing that.
Exactly.
It brings him to his senses fairly quickly.
Fairly quickly. Like the gap between your hourly rate and what you could delegate that task at, that's again another tax you're paying that's costing the business instantly.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, give me some more stuff here. I'm enjoying this.
Yeah.
What other don'ts do you? I know you don't. You try and start with the positives, but you know, are there common denominators, or is every situation different?
There are a lot. There's What the biggest denominator is essentially the amount of micro decisions we have to make in our day to get things right. So everything for a lot of business owners, it's a micro decision where we do the big thing or the email or the call or the WhatsApp, or we have this big project we're trying to get stuck into over here. Now there's an interruption. What we need to do is reduce down the amount of micro decisions, because what that does is it creates a huge pile of efficiency in our day. Right. Because every micro decision is another friction point in your day. So it's systemizing things essentially to allow us to reduce down those micro decisions.
What about a business in its early days that is maybe under-resourced, that doesn't have the luxury of, and this is a case I'm sure you come across in many of your scenarios, where the business guy can't afford to take on people to delegate to. How do you deal with that?
Well, there's a couple of ways we go about it. Number one is, okay, control the controllables within what we can get out of ourselves. Like, I've seen people getting anything up to 47 more hours out of their week. Like, at one woman, she's actually Dublin-based, she's an accountancy here, and she was able to get 47, she was working over 70 hours a week. That was down to 20 hours per week. She didn't hire anybody else. It was just systemization. So how do we get more out of ourselves in terms of what we're doing? But the other side of it is, there's actually never been a better time in the world for delegation, because like what I do is I hire virtual assistants, freelancers, and all my clients do as well. And we can actually hire people again at like it could be an hour a day, it could be an hour a week.
You're turning on and off a resource.
Absolutely.
As it's required.
As it's required.
So it doesn't become a cost burden to the business.
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay. Tell me more. What about stress? How do you generally, and again, every situation is probably different here, but yeah, what are the big challenges around stress?
So stress, in a lot of cases, it comes from the business owner carrying the weight of the business, carrying the weight of all those micro decisions, carrying the weight of all those tasks. So what we do is, you want to take that weight off the business owner, put it back on a system. So the system is the system rather than the business owner being the system. So what they're doing is, they're more process driven. They're focused on what I call MINS, your most important next step. Because if you can just focus on that most important next step, and you're always just process driven in relation to that most important next step, what happens is, you're not carrying the weight of those 100 other things you need to do. You're carrying the weight of that one next thing you need to do. So we're always just process driven rather than, you know, carrying the weight of the load of the full business, essentially.
Finally, and we've only a minute, but what about the use of diaries, to-do lists, all that sort of stuff? Is that, are you a fan of that, or is that the enemy?
No, that's a leading question. Definitely not a fan. Again, when you're using diaries, to-do lists, better than having it in your head. But what happens is, again, it's on you, because you're always making micro decisions about what to do, when to do, how to do it. What I do is, again, systemize things so that you're clear between your priorities and deadlines. And based on that, you can always see what is that next most important thing I need to do to move me forward here, to move me onto that next part of my goal, to move me onto that next part of my priorities. So again, we're boiling it all down to, what's your most important next step? When we've to-do lists and lists of stuff and diaries and calendars, what happens is, it's really difficult to distinguish actually what is important here.
I love this. I could talk to you all day. Barry Cryan, do more better. You have a great attitude, and I think attitude is probably the main thing when it comes to sorting this stuff out. So good luck with what you do. It's been a pleasure to talk to you.
Thanks,
this
Bobby.
Morning.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 8. News Talk. Conversation that counts.